This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Today, on the day of a White House summit to promote coronavirus vaccines, we learned that the Trump administration chose not to order an additional 100 million doses it could have reserved. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
To say it happened this summer, the White House opted not to lock in an additional 100 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus candidate for delivery in the second quarter of next year. There's a contract for 100 million doses that would vaccinate 50 million people. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're working with a number of manufacturers to expand the availability of vaccine formulas. The White House summit will discuss plans to distribute the vaccine, but officials from Joe Biden's transition team were not included, and some pharmaceutical executives will reportedly not attend, not wanting to politicize the vaccine development process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine today, starting a global immunization program that is expected to gain momentum as more serums win approval. First shot was given to Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week at University Hospital Coventry.
As I just said before, at the moment, I don't know how I feel. It's just so strange and so wonderful, really. Yeah, so anyway, this is for a good cause, so I'm so pleased I had it done.
The South Korean government announced today that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is one of a handful it has secured for 44 million people. The health ministry says it has pre-ordered 64 million doses of vaccines. This is VOA News. The European Union's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, on Tuesday had no news of a breakthrough in Brexit talks as he left a meeting with his British counterpart, David Frost, in Brussels.
At that stage, more than ever, the Brexit is a school of patience, even a university of patience.
Britain and the European Union have warned that talks on a post-Brexit free trade deal are teetering on the brink of collapse, with just over 3 weeks until an economic rupture that will cause upheaval for businesses on both sides of the English Channel. Officials downplayed the chances of a breakthrough when Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Brussels for face-to-face talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in the next few days. Turkey on Tuesday called on the European Union to become an honest mediator in its standoff with the bloc's member Greece over undersea resources 2 days before an EU summit. Turkey, an EU candidate country whose accession has been frozen over issues including its human rights record, is at odds with Greece over territory believed to be rich in gas in the eastern Mediterranean. Athens is now pressing for punitive sanctions at an EU summit on Thursday. It was a modern-day folk hero, Chuck Yeager, the U.S. military pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier in 1947, has died at the age of 97. His death was announced late Monday night on his official Twitter page by his second wife, Victoria. Yeager was carried into the sky on October the 14th, 1947. His plane was attached to a B-29 bomber over California's Mojave Desert. Yeager fired the plane's liquid oxygen-fueled rocket engine after it was released by the B-29 and eventually reached the speed of 1,100 kilometers per hour, otherwise known as Mach 1. The historic flight proved that aircraft could survive at supersonic speed and laid the foundation for aviation's next great step into supersonic flight, military jets, and manned spaceflight. His exploits were immortalized in the best-selling book and subsequent film The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe. Eight Hong Kong democracy activists were arrested on Tuesday for taking part in a demonstration earlier this year against the national security law imposed by the city of China. The eight activists include former pro-democracy lawmakers Lung Kwang-hung, also known as Long Hair, Wu Chi-hwa, and Eddie Chu. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.